The reason for this hearing is not to promote any legislation. Indeed, I don't know of any suggestion that any legislation be passed, but to simply provide a forum for airing the issue itself, for ventilating the issue, for bringing it out in the public domain. Senator Hollings?
I've had the opportunity to attend a showing, you might say, a presentation of this pawn rock, as they call it, in the test of pornography. One of the things to look at is that it does not have any redeeming social value. They could be an exception here because, having attended that presentation, the redeeming social value, I find that it's inaudible. I have a hard time understanding it. And Paul, since I traveled the country for 3 years and they said they couldn't understand me, maybe I could make a good rock star. I don't know. But in all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Senator Tribble.
Rape, incest, is outrageous filth.
And the effects of such things like sand, paper, towels, may not be
must be the end of the world. All the people turning into pigs and ponies. I can't let it happen to me.
What is the reason for these hearings in front of the Commerce Committee?
Well, sex.
Thank you. I think that statement
sex
tells the story of this committee.
What is the reason
sex
for these hearings in front of the Commerce Committee?
I'd be interested to see what toys your kids ever had.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house and I'll show them to you.
The effects of such lyrics like sandpaper child may not be cataclysmic. The emotional damage is more subtle.
Fire, chains, and they're objectionable tools of gratification in some twisted mind.
The effects of such lyrics on a well-adjusted child may not be cataclysmic. Rather, the emotional damage is more subtle.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
They're objectionable chills of gratification and some
something that we've got to give some
The effects of such lyrics on a well-adjusted child may not be constitutionally moral.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zappa. You understand that the previous witnesses were not asking for legislation, and I don't know, I can't speak for Senator Hollings, but I think that the prevailing view here is that nobody's asking for legislation. The question is just focusing on what a lot of people perceive to be a problem, and you've indicated that you at least understand that there is another point of view.
Very much, Mr. Chairman. I found your statement very interesting, and let me say, although I disagree with some of the statements that you make and have made on other occasions, I have been a fan of your music, believe it or not, and I respect you as a true original and a tremendously talented musician.
Wait a minute.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Comic, daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Comic, daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Comic, daddy.
They don't even understand their own music. Of course, nobody does, but...
They don't even know what they're doing.
No.
I've seen them a couple times.
Did you see their uniforms?
Unbelievable.
Which ones? The red ones?
All those rhinestones over their wings and things like that.
Do you know what
the gold lame hoof covers? Unbelievable.
Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you.
It's outrageous filth. It's outrageous filth.
Come with daddy. Come with daddy. Come with daddy.
It's outrageous.
And I think your suggestion is a good one, to deflect those words. That would go a long way to satisfying everyone's objections, I think.
All we have to do is find out how it's going to be paid for.
Pyromania. No question. Burn the building.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
This issue is too hot not too bad.
Well, I'll be looking. From this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provision to tackle or approach that can be used under Congress to limit this outrageous bill.
Yeah!
We'll get back to the WIMP and his low-budget conception of personal freedom in just a moment. But first, welcome to What the Fuck Gwine On Here, a celebration of the American way of life. I see some of y'all be frowning, cause maybe you think what I's telling you is a lie. Am I right? Let's just have a test. How many of you nice folk think I knows what I's talking about? Raise your hand up. Uh-huh. And how many think my potato been baking too long? Raise your miserable hand up. Uh-huh. Now, how many of you folks is convinced the government be totally unconcerned with the proliferation of undesirable tenants in the condominium or life? And how many folks believe they number won't come up next time the breeze blow from the easterly direction? Let's face it, people, ugly as I might be, I am your future. Ain't that right, Sister Abdullah? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
Senator Gordon.
Mr. Zappa, I am astounded at the courtesy and soft-voiced nature of the comments of my friend, the senator from Tennessee. I can only say that I found your statement to be boorish, incredibly and insensitively insulting. the people who were here previously that you could manage to give the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States, a bad name if I felt that you had the slightest understanding of it, which I do not. You don't have the slightest understanding of the difference between government action and private action. And you have certainly destroyed any case you might otherwise have had with this senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is this private action?
I don't think this is our
institution. Voluntary labeling is not.
Bend up and smell my anal vapor.
Voluntary labeling is not.
You've got bail by the day of air, huh? See?